Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Baby, get over here.
That's so inconvenient. That's okay.
Dolls.
Dolls?
Here we are.
Countdown to our Berkeley show.
3, 2, 1.
Go.
I'm excited to be in Berkeley.
I've never been.
I've been one time on tour with Ed Drosty and Grizzly Bear.
Ooh.
And it was cute.
Your other tour life.
Mm-hmm.
I'm ready for the crisp, you know, burning blue skies, burning sapphire skies of Northern California. I hope it's a little chilly.
I bet it'll be a little chilly.
I hope it's just like a jack, some denim.
Yeah.
I'm ready to get raucous with the, you know,
Bay Area
radical Berkeley contingent and just get down with it.
I'm excited to eat at Chez Panisse.
Me too. I'm cutting it close.
Carrie's been told for weeks, I'm airing your ass out. Carrie's been told for weeks, at least 2 weeks, about a 2 p.m. Chez Panisse reservation and just told to plan accordingly. And then I check in to see like what his flight details are. And he tells me that he's booked a flight that lands at SFO at 1:05 p.m., which then turned out to be a lie and it actually lands at 1:08 p.m. And I was like, this fucking gay. This fucking gay.
And my best friend Matt is coming. Mm-hmm. So he is an SF native. So I just trust that he'll know exactly where to go. An SF native for four years.
He lived in San Francisco. So he'll know exactly where to go when I don't even know how
he's actually from. I grew up with him. So yeah. But he was a native for 4 years.
I love that rationalization. Mm-hmm. That somehow he'll have tracked down a secret route.
We'll make it. We'll make it.
Yeah, I mean,
it's going to happen.
We'll see.
You know, it's not defiance. It's not ODD. It's simply just...
It's defying logic and common sense.
You know what, though? I'm very logical about most things in my life, but there are just one or two things that I have to lean into chaos.
Yeah.
You don't think I'm logical about things in my life?
I think you're logical about some things, and you experience, like, illogical vibes in other ways.
Okay.
But that could be said of all of us. But sometimes logistically
I'm not in logistics. This isn't my life path. I've never made claims
such as those to be logistical.
I'm not someone that has ever been, but I will say I'm.
But you,
in
love,
most cases, though,
what you
I
love
am,
to do is show up on time to things. So I then,
do.
When something like this happens, I'm like, how? I go into a place of how. But I, you know what? I'm accepting.
You know what it is, and I'm a little doughty in the way that traveling makes me unravel.
It is, yeah.
When I travel,
you're choosing stress.
If I don't have like Simon with me, I'm like.
Is Matt gonna center you?
Matt?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, him and I are. We're,
you are chaos.
We're a little like Thelma and Louise.
You both have a bit crow energy when you turn it on.
Matt and I have always brought out chaos in each other, but that's. That's
this
why we're both
making Chez Panisse a difficult choice.
We're gonna make Chez Panisse, and if we have to, they can possibly move it 15 minutes. Girl, I'm gonna come right to Chez Panisse. I will be rare. I'm coming with bells and whistles. I'm going to wear a nice outfit on the plane and come right to Chez Panisse, where Miss Shane Halls will be sat at a three top, where she will be sitting with her arms crossed.
I'll be like this
in a fresh outfit, waiting, hair perfect, waiting for the gaze to come in.
I'll be like this.
And we will come in and we will have a divine lunch at Chez Panisse.
I'm just trying to have a ladies' luncheon.
Girl, we're going to have a ladies' lunch. It's okay. Going to be great. And then we'll have the rest of the afternoon to saunter around Berkeley.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, sort of a Tales of the City kind of Armistead, whatever his name is, Maupin, and just live life like we're 1970s San Francisco.
TikTok.
It's gonna be good. We're gonna get there. I show the fuck up.
Oh, you do.
I do show up.
Mm-hmm.
I will be there.
Okay.
Trust.
Oh, I trust that you'll be there. It's not a matter of you being there or not being there. It's a time thing.
Well, I think the plane will most likely get there before it says it's supposed to land. And I think we will immediately just hop into an Oob and floor it to Berkeley.
Cool.
So trust, you will have your ladies' luncheon. We will be sitting in that.
Chapinese Gate 2024.
Chapinese Gate will be thwarted.
Will these insolent gays make it to Chapinese on time?
It's a true,
like, will they crow in with luggage? It's a true, a gorgeous luncheon that's been planned.
I said, hold our suitcases. I'm sure people have come before from the airport to Chapinese.
I don't know.
I'll go. We're flying in for tour.
Alice, darling. So lovely to see you. Do you have anyone
where
to stow our luggage?
Where is she sitting? Oh, there she is. This is a very...
You just see, like, some smoke emerging from a corner, and it's me, red-faced, with smoke pouring out of my...
Would Laura...
I go, here they are.
And I went, No, we'll be there. Don't worry. Okay. It's going to happen. And if need be, perhaps they could push it to 2:30, and
we'll see.
And we'll still have a divine. It's called. It'll be a divine ladies' lunch.
I'll be calling.
This is the lament of a woman who's friends with gays.
This is truly
right.
The lament of trying to have just a beautiful luncheon. This is why I never go to lunch. No, it's not. I don't. It's not like a worked into my day thing to go to lunch, but. I look forward to just having a
gorgeous
gorgeous jaunt with, like, a lunch is like a luxury.
But when
luxury gets pissed on, mama gets a little
mad. I will not piss it, but here's the gift that you get is the gift of gab. The gift of conversation. You're going to be entertained.
Mm-hmm.
And when Matt and I are together especially.
Yeah. And he trolls you too, which is a...
Yeah, you two are going to be fucking trolling me.
I won't even have to because I'll pass
Matt,
the torch to
Matt
him.
Matt trolls me more than anyone
relentless.
In this world.
Relentless.
It's relentless.
He winds you up. You're going to be in a whole plane ride from the air, from the time you leave your apartment.
Well, he's also afraid of flying. So the two of us are going to be... It's going to be like Annie Momolo and Kristen Wiig. Colonial Woman turning butter on the side. Like, that's going to be us. I had a dream that you were here and you were dead. But at least you know when we do get to Chapinese, you're gonna have a.
You
good
better
ass.
Run for your lives.
You're like, you better bring it. I better bring the combo.
You're gonna bring
the lols.
Yeah.
The
joie de vivre.
Joie de vivre. We're gonna be a couple bon vivant.
Chapinese.
Je ne sais pas.
So yeah.
It's gonna be good though. I think Berkeley might be sold out at this point, but we'll confirm.
I know. I think it's sold out. Spirit guides are telling me that it's sold out.
Which is great.
The angels are telling me. I'm downloading information right now that Berkeley is indeed sold out.
I have to really say, California, this tour, you guys really stepped the fuck up. LA sold out and
I know. I didn't
Berkeley.
Know that they had it in them. I always know that SF has it in them because they turn up and they get a little rowdy.
Oh, they get wild. But I'm just saying, I feel like California really proved that this is our home state.
Mm-hmm.
You guys really came...
For better or worse. We're stuck here. Oh my God, an exciting thing happened to me today, though, which is I got a blowout for free.
Your hair looks great.
Thank you. And
for free?
Yeah. A listener of the pod from Dallas, this guy Max Pope... had a jaunt to LA where he rented a house in the hills of Beverly Hills and offered me a free blowout. So I said, of course, doll. And you know where this house was?
Where?
I'm like 99% sure that the house was behind Muhammad Hadid's cursed house that is having to be like torn down.
No.
Yes.
What?
I saw it like on a hillside when I was driving up, like the Muhammad Hadid house. And I was like, that must be the Muhammad Hadid house, the house. And I went winding up the hill. And then lo and behold.
Is it like above Sunset?
It's like on Benedict Canyon, like up, and then up in there.
Wow, I love, this is so LA that you're driving into the canyon to get a free blowout from some gay that came in for the weekend.
But at Dallas.
What was he?
He does coloring.
Max Pope. We love.
I think his salon is called The Salon on Lover's
Lane.
I want
to go.
I know.
Get my hair cut.
He doesn't cut. He's a colorist.
Wow. So is he just here for like...
He's just here for fun.
Love
Shits
that.
And giggles.
Did he come to our show?
No, because he's a too niche listener, but now I turned him on to Sexy Unique.
Wow, I love that.
I know. So...
Thank you, Max
thanks
Pope.
Thanks for the hair. Yeah.
And next show is on us.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm. When we descend on Dallas again.
I love when gays come to LA for the weekend and they rent a house in the hills.
I know. Was doing it right.
I've been to one of those, like, where it's like a day party and you're just there.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't know anyone.
It was very like, I was like, oh, Beverly Hills, I get why people live here. And then I was like, I wonder what like the median house price is in this area. Like, is it something to aspire to or like... And then it was literally all the houses around there were like $23 million. It was like, great.
I think Benedict Kenny is where Sharon Tate got murdered.
Yeah, I passed Cielo Drive.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
I've never actually been... Or no, Simon drove me past the entrance to the street, but I've never driven by the house.
I don't know if it exists anymore.
I think they
tore it down and built a different house. But yeah, it was right there, which is crazy to think that they went into like Beverly Hills of all places.
Well, yeah, they just... Because it's like directly... from Encino in the valley, so they just like
came right
over the hill.
Yeah,
up they probably came up Laurel or something. Spooky. That's great news.
I know.
You know who's not getting? You know who I hope is getting lots of blowouts right now?
Who?
Kate Middleton.
She's a powerful mane that deserves to be blown.
She does have the best hair.
She has great hair. I just hope that she's like gotten a facelift and it's healing. And that's what all the fuss is about.
Yeah, I hope... I've heard some, like, very sinister rumors, and I'm repeating all of them.
Carrie has been... Each day, there's about 2 to 3 rumors that Carrie passes on to me, and it is like, I don't know what you believe in.
No, I'm just telling you...
You believe in nothing, you just believe in spreading the rumors.
I spread the rumors to a select few. I would never, like, take to Twitter and be like, here's what I've heard.
No, yeah.
But I get people just... I have... Apparently, there's a lot of people that I know who have sources in the UK.
And you've identified yourself as a royal head, so I feel like people turn to you to tell you the rumors.
Yeah.
Like people want to.
I don't know if that's a thing of pride. I think it's kind of a thing of shit. But
I think it's cool.
I like to think my royal fascination is morbid, less than like.
No, you don't stand them.
No, I want them to be.
But
toppled.
You're like you are fascinated by them.
Yeah.
And so people know that you're a great person to bounce a rumor off of.
The rumors and
you spread some rumors and nastiness to those close to you.
But
which one do you actually believe?
I hope it's like a cosmetic that's maybe took a little longer to heal. And like, I pray for like, because I've heard some dark stuff. And
yeah.
I don't want any of that to be true because that's really sad. But I think the most salacious thing I can think of is that William cheated and that Kate is like gone. Fleischman is in trouble and like is protesting this sham of a marriage. And like I heard one rumor today that feels somewhat viable, that Lady Rose. And okay, I will say the thing that's interesting about her is on Monday, the Independent and I think a few other British outlets, which are, we all know, are basically like, have made deals with the royals to like pump their shit out, you know. They're now posting like, who is Lady Shamalamada or whatever, the Marquisa of Shomdale or whatever. So they're starting to be like introducing her to the world a little, so that makes me think, are the royals preparing
having a coup?
Yeah,
where Lady Rose comes in and Kate goes out.
Yeah, is this gonna be like a Camilla thing where they start really like kind of introducing her slowly but or quickly, so I heard today that I was doing a deep dive last night on Lady Shamalamada, Lady Rose Hadbury, right?
I don't know her fucking name.
Her husband's like the Marquise of Shomdale, and
they are made up.
Yeah, it's like, it's truly like Mr. Megorium's Wonder Emporium.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, you're not real people, which they're not, but they've
Marquise de Sofa.
Marquise de...
Marquise de Pillow Chatterley.
Like, Marquise de Coffee Table. But, so they've been close friends with William and Kate for a minute, and their kids are friends, and they, like, lived in the same suburban, because William and Kate live in, like, the suburbs of Windsor.
Okay.
So.
They don't live in a castle?
No, they live in, like, a house, like, in the country.
Sandringham?
No, it's not. Place. They don't live. I think Kensington is where they live, like, sometimes, but.
What a weird life.
It's weird. But, am I going too long?
No, go on.
Go on. I read last night that William has had a thing for Rose for a minute. She's, like, this socialite. She got married super young. She was a model. Like, she's sort of this, like, kind of looks like Kate almost weirdly, like, but like in a more
she's like
couture
if Kate
way.
Middleton were like a 4 or a 5.
Yeah, she's not as I don't think she's as cute as Kate.
No,
but she. Apparently, Will and her have just been having a full-on relationship for years, and Kate wants out of the marriage and is, like, going Diana Rogue, and the royals are worried because Charles is apparently sicker than... I believe that, because he's been AWOL. No one's seen him.
Mm-hmm.
And he's... No one... They didn't really discuss what kind of cancer he has. I know it hit an enlarged prostate, but... So, this friend of mine who has a source, which I'm like... Explain source.
Like another, a gay on Twitter.
Yeah. She told me that Kate's wants out. The royal family's like, you cannot leave. You're literally about to be queen. Like, Charles is not long for this world.
What's great about being queen if you're still beholden to a king? Like, because what do you actually get?
They need, if the palace, if this House of Windsor wants to stay relevant and the monarchy wants to live, it survives on... The women, pretty much. And Kate is more popular than William.
Mm-hmm.
And she's the glitzy one, in quotes, because she's a little basic. But she's the one everyone's paying attention to is Kate, not William.
Yeah.
So even if he's the king, they're all going to be paying attention to Kate.
But you're still like...
I know, you're not...
It's
not
slave.
No, it's not. It's not like she has any like power. It's just...
You just get a title. I'm like, I want 17 Range Rovers.
I mean, you're the queen. You're
and
like...
40 pugs.
You become... Her
and
Majesty.
I want 50 mil wired to an account now. And I would have demands. I'd be like, fashion, like...
Upgrade.
A huge fashion budget needs to be like 10 million a year. No questions asked. I want my own house. I will show up to events with my ex, as Ariana says. I'll show up to events with him and like wave and smile and shake a child's hand.
I'll do the coronation.
Right. I'll do whatever, but I want to live fully separately. And your job is to, if you care so much, you need to make it look like we live together. And you better get a better Photoshop person. You can Photoshop me next to him, like doing like gardening, but I want my own damn life.
And you need to go on Propecia.
I'd be like, whatever on him. Yeah, I actually don't care. I'm never fucking him again.
No, I don't think... I think that's clear that they don't fuck, but I just think...
They have a serious no-fuck energy.
Yeah.
They kind of always have.
I mean, when they were younger, they seemed like they were, like, into each other.
Mm-hmm.
When he used to be, like, hot. And also, people are... I do see people being like, has William ever been hot? And I'm like, okay, yes, he has. Not in a long time, but let's not do revisionist history. He was hot, but he lost his hotness because... He's a terrible person, and I think evil makes you look ugly. And he has bad genes.
I hope that, like, Kate and Harry and Meghan, like, are on a group chat somewhere.
Well, okay, so the other thing the one thing that made me go, like, is that this friend said that Lady Chardonnay is... Lady Chablis is an amazing drag performer who's RIP, so I shouldn't even compare them. But did she had something to do with the Photoshop? Like, she's spearheading this campaign to get to insert herself?
Weird.
It's all fucking weird. I read this Atlantic article that was like, this is kind of emblematic of this post-truth time we're living in, where...
Nothing means anything,
and everyone's reality is valid, and no reality is valid, which is true.
Mm-hmm.
It's like Black Mirror.
It is. We've entered... Mid-journey.
Remember the first Black Mirror season? There was that episode where the princess goes missing and then there's like a pig. Do you remember that one?
Oh yeah, the guy fucks the pig.
Yeah.
But I hope like Harry and Meghan and Kate link and they're like, girl.
Well, now I'm seeing the fucking outlets are again trying to pit them against each other and saying that sources close to Meghan and Harry say they would have never had a Photoshop fail like that. I'm like, I don't think they're saying that.
No, I really don't think they are. I feel like they just need to be like, come to Montecito.
Didn't Kate...
They're like, Tyler Perry does not like you, nor does Oprah, but I think we could link you with Gwyneth and she would be cool with you. You could stay at her Goop guest house.
Didn't Meghan end up saying that she had no problem with Kate? Like, because they confirmed
the wedding story was fake or what?
I think Charles was the one who... I don't think Kate... I think they confirm. I don't know. I mean, she
I
did
don't know
she
either. I don't really pay attention to that stuff.
But I don't. I feel like.
I just feel like if she's in a crisis,
she needs to come to LA.
Yeah, it's time to monetize.
We'll love you here. Will we?
Maybe Kate Middleton. She's like Lala, and Prince William is like Rand.
Yeah. I mean, his uncle.
Damn,
was...
you're like fucked if you try and get divorced from like a soon to be king.
Well, it's just like, God, I guess this is asking so much, but like, learn the lesson of your mother and your dad. You know what I mean? Like,
people are just doomed to repeat the same like dynamics, family dynamics, like the way they play out over and over, generation to generation.
Yeah.
It's like you're just kind of doomed. And that is a bit cool, though they are cringe. But like, when I engage, I'm like, they're cool for this, Harry and Meghan, to like end the cycle.
Yeah.
And get the fuck out. Like, props to them.
Yeah. I just hope it's something like this over, like, she's in a coma or something.
Yeah. I don't want her to be like comatose or brain damaged or
no.
like botched or like dead. Britney Spears level, like lobotomized. I just hope it's like very mundane. She has like IBS.
Which I relate.
Yeah. Is TikTok getting banned?
I think it's going to take a period before it actually goes through, but I think they voted to ban it. Let me read the parameters.
While you're looking at that, huge news on the Boeing front. A whistleblower was found dead.
Guys.
It was after we recorded our bonus episode where we kept going in on Boeing. And then I said, we need to gird our loins.
I know. We need to lock it down.
I know. It's tiny gun time.
If we are killed at any point in the upcoming weeks, know that it wasn't an accident nor a suicide. It was murder.
Yeah, it was Boeing. If we die in an air, if we die in a plane crash, we're traveling separately. So if both of our planes, we now fly separately to avoid both of us being gone.
So at least one of us will be able to fulfill the show. Don't like parents do that?
Yeah, I had friends growing up whose parents would do that. I was like, Jesus Christ.
So, House passes bill to force TikTok sale from Chinese owner or ban the app.
Okay, so they're going to make an American company buy it. So America has the data.
But how likely is that?
I don't know. I guess.
Will China let them? Like, will China?
I don't know how any of this works. I'm just like, you better batten down the hatches if TikTok goes away. Aren't people going to just like, aren't the teens going to insurrect?
Weirdly, well, not weirdly. I think he's backed by people, but Trump is like, wants to keep it.
I love that.
Republicans.
I feel like this is a really dicey position to take in an election year when you have like
young people that hate you.
Young people that hate you and already are like, I'm starting to see more and more sentiment that's like, who the fuck are these old ass people that get to decide everything? So I think the wrong move
is to ban the thing that,
as like a semi old person, I can at least see that the wrong move right now is to make any moves to like ban a thing that many young people enjoy.
I mean, I know this has been in the works for a while, but like, I love how they can like come together to ban TikTok, but not ban like guns or like AR-15s or like call for a ceasefire or like any of that.
No, it has to be like very much like
TikTok things,
TikTok.
That things where young people are exposing Nancy Pelosi for insider trading and like breaking it down
and but, like following her in the hallways and being like, you support genocide, and her being like, get the fuck away from me.
Remember when she went rogue?
Nancy loves to go rogue.
The result was a bipartisan coalition behind the measure that included Republicans who defied former President Trump in supporting it, and Democrats who fell in line behind a bill that Biden said he would sign. The bill faces a difficult road to passage in the Senate, where Chuck Schumer and the majority, where Chuck Schumer has been noncommittal about bringing it to the floor for a vote.
Okay.
So it's just the House.
Stay noncommittal, King.
Yeah.
There's bigger fish to fry.
Yeah. We have a lot going on right now.
Should we get into
these bitches?
The real journey at hand.
Mm-hmm. I'm Carrie.
I'm Lara.
And you're listening to Sexy Unique Podcast.
Dickheads! Dickheads. Ain't nobody got me feeling like I'm feeling you. Like I'm feeling you. Like I'm feeling you. Why has no one referred to like TikTok fanatics as tick heads?
Did you see the video of Nancy? I sent you that video where she's like, TikTok, tic-tac-toe.
Ah! Idiot.
Nana,
back to the asylum for you. It's time to forcibly put everyone over 65 in a nursing home. That's in politics. That's the real insurrection we need, is we just need nurses and like very kind aides to politely guide them to a walker and like load them in a very plush van and take them to a gorgeous nursing home.
Mitch McConnell. Put him in the earth.
I just think it's like, they're like, we have knitting classes here. We have like music night. Like they could be like, we will play. We'll do an election here. We can play, act like we're still doing our jobs, but not really do them.
We can do like Model UN.
Yeah.
For seniors.
You can run for like class president. And like, you guys can talk amongst yourselves because you clearly love to do that. But like, you're going to do it.
Yeah. And you can insider trade from.
You can still. The comforts no one's going to your... take away your ability to sell and buy stocks.
Yeah. You can play the stock market from your plush nursing home.
Yeah.
And like, still make a lot of money.
For like, we will lock you in your room at night. We don't want you wandering
we'll
anywhere.
Take away your shoelaces.
Mm-hmm, but.
You
get three hot meals a day.
And you'll get the heads up.
Yeah. That sounds like a reasonable compromise.
I'm continue to be tickled by the shots of Southwest flights taking off over James and Allie's house. The editors are really cruel.
But it also is like, that house's backyard really puts me in such a bad headspace. No. The aesthetics of that house specifically.
It's awful.
That whole house is like a popcorn ceiling.
Yeah.
It's like if a popcorn ceiling bred with like a super popcorn ceiling and a vertical blind, and they had like a sick menage, and then the original popcorn ceiling gave birth to like a super popcorn
rancher.
And then you just get this house.
They're playing with Graham, Hippie.
Hippie is the grossest name for a dog. It's sick and wrong. Am I wrong?
No, I don't like it. It's also just not his name.
There's
don't
something try to, about him.
Don't try to erase Raquel.
I'm sick of Raquel erasure.
I wrote poor Anne. Tom comes home from Tahoe. And Anne goes, oh my God, I didn't expect you to walk in while I was dressed up to go see Barbie.
You didn't? Like, why were you then? Why are you here with cameras rolling?
She goes, I didn't think you'd see me like this. And then Tom is completely uninterested. And he goes, it's great. And he goes, is Ariana here? And she's like, yeah, she's upstairs.
Yeah, she's upstairs, like depressed on the internet.
And then Ariana goes,
it's like, this is me day to day, just like making shopping carts of things.
I did love Ariana hears Tom upstairs and she goes, it's like the Wicked Witch of the West blowing in. And then he talks to Anne and she's like, how is Tahoe? And he's like, it was good. It was honestly like really healing. And like there were some, you know, we had some tense moments, but like all in all, I think it was a good trip. So I'm going to go out now, go upstairs and start journaling.
It's like, you're sick.
And she goes, great. I'm going to go cry in my car.
I'm obsessed with, I didn't think you were coming here. There's a fucking camera crew in the living room. You have a call time. Work on a show.
Oh, I didn't think you were coming. You were going
to... Oh, nip, slip. It's like, I didn't think you'd see me here.
I didn't think you'd see me.
All dressed up and nowhere to go but Barbie.
Yeah, she goes, this old thing? Yeah, she goes, it's windy in here, no? Because I'm not wearing any underwear under this little tube dress.
Industry plant Anne.
Yeah.
I'm not buying what you're selling.
45-year-old Anne.
50-year-old Anne.
She's literally like 45. Not that that's old, but like.
No, good for her. You gotta, you know what? Breaking into the biz at 45 is an admirable thing to do. But don't fucking sell me that I didn't see you there. Ooh, shit.
I didn't see you over
you
there.
You fucking get a call sheet in your email. Get out of here. Get the fuck out of here.
Shishu goes over to Villa Rosa dressed in pink.
Lisa goes, oh, that's a perfect outfit for this gorgeous afternoon. Come on in.
And Sheena goes, yeah, I wore it for you.
Lisa has brand new pink couches in the living room. And they look really like plush.
They do, but they look tacky.
They're really tacky, but they also look like comfy kind of.
Oh, no, I know. I would.
The fabric was looking good to me.
I would sleep on those couches, but.
But I was like, Nana popped off. Nana spent, what, $20,000 on couches?
Yeah.
She goes, Scandival's been a good year. Two sofas, please. Donut, her dog, is barely sentient.
She goes, I'm doing donut training, if you can see. And Sheena goes, oh my god, this is like the cutest dog I've ever seen.
She goes, how is Tahoe, darling? And Sheena goes, I cried so much, my eyelashes dried out. I think just Sheena with like crispy, dry eyelashes.
Sheena basically is like, I'm feeling very suffocated under the supernova of Ariana's fame. She's getting blinded by the eclipse.
Sheena is having truly a very LA experience, which is you really want something so, so bad, and then a friend of yours gets it. And then you're like, okay, I'm gonna fucking cut myself, but I'm also gonna be so happy for you. And that's Sheena with Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah, or like seeing someone you know on a billboard.
Mm-hmm. Sheena's like, I was really excited to be potentially asked for Dancing with the Stars, and I started taking dancing lessons. Is that how it works? You just think...
Yeah.
She was trying to like law of attraction a Dancing with the Stars offer.
She was, early in the year, I read The Secret, and when Scandival hit, I thought, well, this is not what she said. But she goes, well, maybe I should just like will it into existence. So I started taking up dancing classes back at the Hollywood Dance Academy, and lo and behold, Ariana got it.
She goes, it's kind of crazy seeing her go from like my backup dancer to Dancing with the Stars. And I was like, you better turn down the volume on that.
And when she finally says the dance, Lisa goes, oh my god. She goes, when I did Dancing with the Stars, I remember Sheena, you saying, that's what I want to do. And I go, Lisa, you little bitch.
You are a fucking cunt for that. I also love, Sheena was like, picked up Ariana's new man from the airport, and that's how she found out.
Yeah, he was like, yeah, we're really excited for the big announcement today. And Sheena goes, what announcement? And he goes, Dancing with the Stars. And she goes, I would be upset.
If you drove all the way to, oh, I guess she's in the marina, but still, if you drive all the way to LAX to pick up your best friend's like rebound man, that's a good friend, by the way. That is actually a very nice thing to do.
I can't believe
also, why the fuck? Again, I'm like, can you not get an Uber?
I can't believe I saw Dan, that's his name, like an hour before I said my vows. I still can't believe that.
Yeah, that was fucking crazy.
Like he was like the last person outside of who was at my wedding that I saw in this earth.
That was wild.
Ariana pulling up. Hey. Wasn't I invited her? What?
What if Ariana and Dan came to your beautiful wedding day?
I was like, come to the, like afterward. People were just going to be hanging. I mean, what? I wasn't going to be like.
Bye.
Yeah.
Goodbye.
I had to at least offer it, right?
I guess.
Logan?
Well, I mean, it's very nice to offer it.
It just felt like, again, I relate to Sheena being a people pleaser, but like, I knew she wasn't going to come, but I just felt like it was like the polite thing to be like, yeah, come by later.
Mm-hmm.
But she was like, no, I'm really famous.
No, I actually will not be doing that.
But yeah, that is she's a good friend. And then Lisa goes, Sheena. She goes,
Sheena,
it's okay, I think, to tell Ariana that your feelings are hurt. What's wrong with that? And I went, oh, you producer. She got her little producer cap on.
Shouldn't you, if it's a real friend, be able to tell them everything you think, even if it's not palatable? Hmm?
I go, Lisa?
Lisa, don't do this to fucking Shishu.
Sheena's such a people pleaser.
I know.
I like truly feel her. Like I'm like.
You and Sheena are one.
Sheena and
Keener.
Keener are. Truly twins.
You guys are really like connected.
I get her.
I get her too. And I get you even. It's like watching Sheena makes me understand you even more. And I mean that in like a very positive way.
No, I know. You learn about your friends.
And I've always loved Sheena. Sheena's always been one of the goats for me.
She's a star.
She's a fucking star.
Just like I am.
That's Hollywood, baby.
It is.
She had that DWTS. But I would say to her, don't give up on your dreams.
No.
I think it can happen for her.
All I want to do is she'll be on it next year.
Yeah, I'm sure.
But I love that she just took lessons.
Ballroom dancing lessons.
God, but it's so like, it annoys me. It does annoy me at the same time when they're all like, Ariana, like, she's getting too big for her britches. Like, it's, this is just, like, I'm so tired of talking about this, blah, blah. But I'm like, you guys all guzzled. You sucked the teat out of this scandal. Like, all of them.
Oh, yeah, you all benefited.
Milked. You all, don't pretend that, like, you weren't scrambling to get your piece of the pie when this is all happening. Like, and all of them, I think on the, there was a clip, Raquel went rogue, and she posted a supercut of them saying, like, at the after show, being like, wonder how many more episodes we're going to get of her just bringing up Sandoval one more time. And it, and then she cut to them on their podcast.
Oh, yeah. They all talked about it.
Yeah. So, like, I do get a little annoyed where I'm like, I guess in defense of Ariana, where I'm like, you guys are all benefiting from her betrayal.
They got a piece of the action.
So don't act like you're not.
But at the same time, just in the universe of Vanderpump Rules specifically, that has to hurt so much.
Oh, yeah.
To see someone
become the face of this thing and the,
yeah, and be able to, like, have potential opportunities. At that same time, even as we were talking last week, I was like, what really, like, beyond all this, once the dust truly settles down, like, Dancing with the Stars is over, obviously, but, like, Chicago's over, it's kind of like, okay, then what? Like, does Ariana have, like, a real longevity?
I honestly think she kind of does.
Yeah.
I think she's very relatable, and I think people see her, she's like a good, like, she's very,
like,
she
a
has
good avatar to project.
Yeah, and she has something special. There's something about her that people really, and, like, you feel it, like, I felt it when I've been near her. She,
yeah,
has, like, a quality that's, like, very appealing and, like, magnetic. So I do think she has staying power. I think she's not as polarizing as, like, someone like Lala or even Sheener. So I think, you know what I mean?
I get that. To ascend, be able to, yeah, evolve past a life of just being, like, Vanderpump Rules centric worm juice is tough. Because I don't think the other people on the show have that opportunity yet.
I think it's a real choice you have to make where you're like, I never thought I would be even proxy to this kind of fame. I'm going to just enjoy it and maybe do something cool, like, that I've always wanted to, that's kind of out there. Like, that's what I would do. I'd be like, this might not last forever for me, but, like, I would try to leverage it into some way. Like, I'd fund a movie. Like, I'd get, like, a movie grant. You know what I mean? Like, just do something, and then you can carve out your own little niche. I think Lala and Sheena are both, Sheener, are both people that feel like they're stars. And they are. I think they are to a degree.
Mm-hmm.
But I think they feel like they've, because I don't think Ariana really set out to be, like, famous. I think she wanted to be successful, but not in the same way that Lala and Sheena want to be famous. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think Ariana wanted to have, like, wanted to dance, maybe wanted to act, and wanted to probably have, like, stability and financial security. And now she's, like, gotten something she couldn't even, like, fathom. And I think Sheena and Lala have always just wanted to be, like, famous, you know? So there's a difference. And I think Ariana is slipping into it seamlessly because people maybe sense that she didn't want this. And she just kind of,
there's not as much of a desperation there.
Yeah.
There's not, like, that try hard energy.
Yeah. And I'm not, look, and I love Shishu. Like, she's my sis. And I do think Lala is really funny. But, like, I would say Ariana doesn't have the same level of, like, need to be the center of attention that those two have.
Yeah. She always seemed very ambivalent about both the show and whatever her life was going to be beyond the show.
And she, you know, in the final Scandoval episode, like, she, and who knows if she was just, like, saying this for, like, good TV, but she did say, like, I would have left the show for you, Tom. Like, I would have gone in, you know what I mean? I think she,
or, like, if we broke up, I was going to just leave the show and go,
yeah,
to New York.
Or, like, if she was basically like, I would have gone anywhere for you. Like, so I feel like she was kind of, like, chill.
She's like, I got a good thing going, and maybe, yeah, I'll be with this guy, and we'll just, like, figure it out.
People, like, when people who are really ambitious get successful, people hate it. And when people get accidentally famous, people love them and then they find a reason to hate them. But their initial...
People love them, but then all their friends hate them.
Yeah.
So you can either... You can have one or you can have the other. Which do you choose?
Like that guy, the jury duty guy, like probably an industry plant, but like that guy Ronald or whatever, he got like accidentally famous and people love him. And now he's like showing up to... He's at everything now. So it's like that kind of thing where... Someone like Sheena, who is like,
who's been like, I'm gonna be like a pop star.
Yeah, and she was hawking interviews after she fucked John Mayer. Like, she's just, that's not appealing to most people. To us, we're like,
oh, I love it. I eat it up.
Fucking horse feed for me. Like, I'm like, oats.
It's the trough.
It is.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, Princess Diana. But that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Disintel, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers. Stretching back into the history of the British monarchy, did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Disintel on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Nothing gives me naked confidence like being freshly showered, hair blown out, makeup on, putting on my favorite perfume.
Nothing gives me naked confidence quite like getting my parking validated at Equinox after a well-earned workout.
A very close second would be Lumi Whole Body Deodorant. Unlike certain other deos, Lumi is powered by mandelic acid to deliver outrageous 72-hour odor control everywhere, from your pits to your feet.
And yes, even your privates. In fact, it was patients' concerns about private part odor that originally inspired the OBGYN who invented Lumi.
Flash forward 6 years, and her game-changing whole body deo has earned over 300,000 five-star reviews from people who love feeling confident from head to toe.
New customers get $5 off Lumi's starter pack with code SUP at LumiDeodorant.com. I love Lumi because as a gay man, you need to have your taint smelling fresh as fuck. So with one roll of Lumi, I'm ready to get out there and own the world.
What I love most about Lumi is that it's multi-purpose. It saves its customers money because you're not buying all these different products for different body parts. You can just boil it all down to one super product that takes care of any of your odor issues.
Whole body deodorant with Lumi, seriously safe to use anywhere on your body. Your pits, your underboobs, thigh folds, belly buttons, butt cracks, vulvas, and feet.
It's clinically proven to block odor all day and control over up to 72 hours.
And it's baking soda free and paraben free.
Plus, it's pH balanced for safe use below the belt.
Lumi's starter pack is perfect for new customers. It comes with a solid stick deodorant, cream tube deodorant, two free products of your choice like mini body wash and deodorant wipes, and free shipping.
As a special offer for listeners, new customers get $5 off a Lumi starter pack with the code SUP at LumiDeodorant.com. That equates to over 40% off your starter pack when you visit LumiDeodorant.com and use the code SUP. Are you ready to win Mother's Day and cement your reputation as the best gift giver in the family? Give the moms in your life an Aura digital picture frame preloaded with decades of family photos
and you will rise to the top of the heap, and you will be deified and worshipped for the rest of your days walking this planet.
Because as anyone who with siblings know, that's the only goal on Mother's Day is to be the favorite.
And if you're an only child, you're still competing with all your other extended family members, and it's important to wage a war and come out on top.
If you're an only child, you're also at war with yourself.
So what you can do is get your mother or the preeminent mother figure in your life an Aura frame. You load it up with photos. It's literally the easiest thing to do. And I know that you might be thinking, ew, digital frames are bleak, but I'm telling you, this Aura frame is chic.
And the best part is it has unlimited storage and an easy-to-use app, so you can keep updating your mother or mother figure's frame with new photos. So it's the gift that keeps on giving and uploading.
I gave my mom an Aura frame, and she had resisted for so long because she's truly anti-technology, like barely even understands right. How to FaceTime. And I said, just let me. And I set it all up for her. I plugged it in. I fired up the app. I preloaded pictures on it, and now she's so into it that she figured out how to preload pictures and even runs it from her app, which is truly saying a lot because she refuses to download apps. She thinks everyone's spying on her, stealing her data, and the fact that I was able to break through and she literally loves this frame, like loaded it up with pictures of her cat, I was like, we did it, Joe. Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off, plus free shipping on their best-selling frame.
That's AuraFrames.com. Use code SUP at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply.
Lala and Ariana go to get coffee. And then they just like walk up and down Melrose. They like walk in one direction and then cross the street and walk in another direction. I was like, this cursed walk that you're doing, like I know exactly where you are and like where you're going, and you're walking around on the hot streets of Melrose in circles.
I saw when they were near that Chipotle in La Brea, which I remember one time I drove by you.
And I love that Chipotle.
No, you were filming something with Graydon.
Oh yeah, we did a little Chipotle thing.
You were shouting at him across, and I didn't see him, but I saw you and I went, hey.
It's a star is born at that Chipotle every day. That was my star turn.
But I
frequent that Chipotle. That's my spot.
I've never been there.
It's good.
But I know, like I drive down La Brea constantly because I live off it. So I was like, ooh, I got
really bad chill for this like aimless walk. I was like, please go somewhere.
Where do you know where that coffee spot is?
It's like on Melrose past La Brea, like heading east, I think.
Near that like chateau looking apartment building. Like on the way to Hancock Park.
It's between La Brea and Highland on Melrose, I think to the right. It's like a place where I don't understand how you could even go there because like where do you even park kind of place. It's like, you know those places where you're like, oh, I'd love to check that out, but like I need to just go there on foot because I'll never be able to park around there.
We've reached that level of, well, I know they do this a lot on Housewives, but where we hear their orders.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, I don't really care. But I also care deeply.
I know. I kind of was like, what's this like coconut latte situation?
Or
roasted something or the other.
Lala's basically like, Ariana, Sheena's a really good friend to you. And when she was getting ripped apart for posing in that photo with Sandoval, you could have taken to Instagram and been like, guys, enough.
Yeah.
And she was like, why would I do that?
She's like, I'm not going to say anything that can be turned into a headline. And I was like, oof. You are coming off badly in this scene, my girl. Well, but she ends up doing it. So it was like, that seems like a lot of drama for really nothing because she did say that. And then I remembered like, oh yeah, after this happened, like she did say something. I feel like they have no drama to mine really this season because the two people at the fucking center of the drama refuse. They will not interact. There's no way to get them to interact with each other. So they're left.
And the other one's in Arizona.
And the other one's in Arizona about to like start a podcast, which by the way, I appreciate someone going rogue, but I don't appreciate the rogue nature of putting out like episodes not on a regular release schedule.
She needs to get her shit together with
that. You can't just like put an episode, you can't just like do that. That's not how it works. You need to at least commit. Like also your episodes are like 15 minutes long, you have to at least do it once a week. I'm losing my patience with Rogue.
Rogue Levis needs to maybe sit down and, like, for next season, if there's a season two.
I feel like there now won't be, because I think I'm getting the sense that, like, she doesn't even enjoy really going rogue that as much as she thought she would. And the producers are like, you need to go rogue again. She's like, I don't really want to. And they're like, we're going to FaceTime you and you're going to go rogue. Because even the audio quality.
The audio was like, did you film this in like a hallway?
She literally just is talking like on speakerphone and they're putting it through like AI. I was like, girl, fucking microphone? Like, it's not that hard to make a podcast.
She conference called in this pod episode and she also like, she's like, I don't want to go rogue. I want to go back and get into kinesiology. I was like, okay.
But it's like, okay, then do that.
Then do that and loot me out. And if you're not going to go rogue, get out of my life.
I know. She's going rogue in the wrong ways now, which is not having a regular posting schedule and posting like 3-minute episodes. She needs
us as her rogue mentors.
She's going to beat us to the hello goodbye punch because the episodes get shorter and shorter. And the ads get longer and longer.
Yeah, it's a little junky. It feels a little like, now it feels like spam.
It's spam.
It's like one of those like weird spam games where like you're like, look what happened to this poor woman, and she's like being cheated on, and then she goes bald and like is out in the cold. Have you seen those?
Oh, the like games that you can have and play with an avatar,
but they feel like very junky spam games.
Yeah. She needs to get her fucking shit together.
Miss Rogue needs to stay. I don't want you to go into kinesiology.
I
need you to go rogue.
You promised us.
You promised us rogue. And it's tepid at best.
Yeah. And it's, you're not fucking cutting it.
You're dipping one toe into the rogue mother lake. And I need you to go full body submersion.
She's about 25% rogue right now. When we started at a cool 100. So I'm going to need you to ramp it the fuck up, sister.
Lala. This kind of made me laugh. She goes, as far as I know, all I see is Ariana doing is just scrolling. She goes, so she could easily post this statement about Gina. I was like, oh my god, damn.
She's on social media a lot, scrolling and liking things. I was like, oh fuck. I want Lala to know what I do on socials.
She literally said scrolling. Oh my god.
I'm here though for Lala coming for people. I'm like, someone has to do it.
Yeah.
Imagine if Lala was just truly giving as little as Katie, this season would literally just be people sitting on the floor.
Katie gave a little this episode.
A little, but like unintentionally. We'll get there.
The girls get a drink later.
Did you see the Valley trailer?
Mm-mm.
Oh, because you're watching on Peacock?
Yeah.
I was watching last night. And the Valley has released like new trailers. I think they realized like the first one really had flop vibes. So they've like gone back and in the wake of Jackson Brittany's relationship troubles are like making us know a storm is brewing. And now I'm like obviously in. It starts next week, by the way.
They picked up and started filming. Yeah, when they.
Well, they knew they needed to. Smart of Jax. But
the girls go.
Dodie goes. What? Are you
in the valley? Oh yeah. What? Oh yeah. I don't know. Dodie says what?
Dodie goes. She goes in this concrete. She goes in the concrete jungle of LA. She calls LA a concrete jungle.
For some reason, New York.
It kills me to have Dodie being like. In the concrete jungle of LA, that's fine when you're in your 20s and 30s, but I'm 40 now.
I'm 49.
I need to be in the back. But when it starts off, there's something about that voiceover that I'm just like, I cry.
How old is she?
She's like 40, 41.
The concrete jungle.
She goes, the concrete jungle of Los Angeles.
That's literally just like the most everyone knows. That's like, it's a song. Concrete jungle. Let's hear it for LA. Concrete jungle where dreams are made.
She goes, in the concrete jungle. And I'm like, girl.
You live in WeHo. You live in a separate city.
It's like a strip mall jungle. It's not, no one calls it the jungle.
No, the concrete jungle is Manhattan.
In the concrete jungle of
LA? In the concrete jungle of LA? That's for your 20s and 30s. Now that I'm 49, I need to be in the valley.
We need Dodie back on Vanderpump Rules. Dodie is like succumbing to like, I'm 40 Nana energy. Like she's, and I'm like, I feel for her. I mean, I have no idea what the valley holds in store, but from what I'm seeing of like her journey is like,
it's not giving.
She's with this like podcast guy that she does a podcast with, and she's like getting her eggs like tested to like embark on like a fertility journey. And I'm just like, girl, like with love and light, just take up smoking again and like cause drama. Like you're good at
get
that.
Get addicted to Adderall again.
You need to like be like in your prime, like a little mentally ill, causing drama and like
she
chugging.
Quit smoking.
Yeah, she quit smoking. She's one of the rare people who are just better with a cig in their mouth. They're better just sucking down a pack of cigs a day.
I could smoke more.
You could stand to smoke more.
I can stand to smoke a few more. I'm down to like four a day.
That's good.
Only at night.
That's good.
But I'm never giving that up.
To pry it from your cold dead fingers.
You will. My night smoking is my true thing I look forward to.
It's
all
a respite.
Day.
It's a respite. I'm in the throes battling a Diet Coke addiction right now. That's what I've turned to.
Because you stopped smoking?
I think just because, like, I don't have, like, a vice anymore. Like, I don't drink, I don't smoke, and I don't really take other drugs unless it's, like, a psychedelic at a dead show. So, like, I'm pretty limited. Like, I can shop, but, like...
That's another thing, too. The cig, it's, like, my little sexy little, like,
it's
thrill.
It's a sexy little secret.
It is, and it's, like...
And smoking here, I just feel ashamed. I feel like I'm polluting everyone's space, and, like, I shame smoke, and that doesn't feel sexy and cool.
I've gotten over that fast, where I'm, like, fuck you. Like, I want to lock eyes
You're
with
you.
You're
in your Janine Garofalo yeah, defiant like, smoking era.
I'm, like, lock eyes with me, and behold, as I smoke this...
You're, like...
Literally, I will blow smoke in your eyes. I will literally blow it down your mouth.
I
you
love
know?
That.
Because it's like, don't look at me.
All I really have...
Because you're doing fucking ketamine.
Yeah, all I have really is like shopping every once in a while, but like my sexy little treat, like a bad girl treat, you know, you need like to harm yeah. your body a little bit.
Like a little froyo.
Is a Diet Coke. And like, I started out with one Diet Coke mini a day because when the afternoon hits, like nothing's better than an ice 3 cold
3 p.m.
can.
Diet Coke.
Yeah, 3 to 4 p.m. But now I'm up to two minis a day. And I was like, the addiction is taken off.
I had a Diet Coke before I came in here.
I have one mini left in the fridge and I'm like, this is a fucking crisis. Speaking of which, oh, I sent you that tweet.
I know, the Billie Eilish. Let's like agree that her outfit was bad.
Just like...
I don't
know if you should like very few times are like separate a good choice for a very formal yeah. event. That's what I'm going to say about that.
Thank God though we got a glimpse of Christina Kelly. She's returned from Venice.
Back baby.
the girlies get a drink at yet another place that kind of looks like Bottega Louie and
Girls Night in WeHo on a roof.
Girls Night in WeHo and Christina Kelly has ventured over from Venice.
She sits down, old sourpuss Kelly, and Sheena comes in with, like, stressful... You know when Sheena comes in, like, she's stressed, and Christina yeah. goes, you look cute. And I was like, that fucking bitch.
She's left her baby at home. She's like, I'm in a mom bubble. I need some gossip. Tell me all the things that are happening. I was like, oh my God, I forgot she hit... She
had a kid.
She spawned.
She bred.
Yeah.
She got bred.
Who's her husband?
The mystery.
I literally see my breath when she's on my screen.
She chills me to the core. I don't want her to even like perceive me
Mm-mm.
because then
there's
a chance that she could say something to destroy me and I can't take it.
You look cute.
Oh, look at you. You look cute.
It's very, you okay, Claude?
I hate it.
They swap tails and when they order, they all order and Katie's like, what does she say? What's her order?
With her
like,
order?
It's like some sushi order. I don't know. It just made me laugh.
What did she get?
She got like she got like white wine or something.
I don't remember which I knew. Yeah, they all get like roe. And then they're eating and they start talking about Tom Sandoval. And Sheena's like difficult time processing the end of their relationship, and Katie gets fucking activated.
She goes, I don't want to talk about that fucking trash bag.
I don't want to talk about that. She goes, I'm seriously, I'm going to jump off this roof if we keep talking. And I go, no, Skylight, don't do it.
Don't do it. She goes, she basically is like, well, first Katie goes, there's still stories about Jax running around the town. And I was like,
they're seeding cross, it in. They're
cross promo, vertical integration, baby.
If there's one thing we can count on, it's Jax's volcano dick making its way around town.
She goes, running. There's still, I still hear stories about Jax running all around the town. No empathy, no compassion. She basically says that she always thought Sandoval. I think Katie
hates Sandoval.
She's always had his number.
Yeah.
And she thinks he poisoned the well with Tom and her.
Honey, that well.
I'm like, no, she basically
turned. You made your well in like a sewage tank. That was poisoned from the start, but like he certainly didn't help. But like, I don't think your relationship could have been saved, Sandoval or no Sandoval.
No, not even a priest.
I would even actually argue that the relationship was better because of Sandoval, because it allowed there to be like a little bit of tension and like more excitement rather than just like fighting all the time.
She goes, she starts crying and she's like, I don't want to talk about this man. I've always never liked him. he turned my ex-husband against me.
I'm like, girl,
no,
he was always against you.
He was always against you.
He was never for you. Not one.
You need Sandoval's help.
I really would love a bottle episode that follows like Katie for half of it, like just reflecting on her relationship with Schwartz now that they're like out of it, and then Schwartz reflecting on his relationship with Katie, because like hearing their concept of like what that relationship was,
pretty wild,
fascinating. Sheena goes, fine then, I'll tell you something really fun. I fucked the bartender. What? And she goes, yeah, in 2006. I was gagged by that.
That's kind of, I was a little shocked by that, because Sheena's like, she's kind of led with sex, in quotes, her whole career on this show, her tenure on the show, but she's never been like so explicit like that. Have you noticed that?
Yeah.
Like she's never been,
she's
like,
she's always a little more demure, but this time Shishu got up to some shenanigans.
I fucked that motherfucker right over there.
I fucked the bartender. 06.
Oh my God.
In 06. As she said,
06 was my best year here.
06, Sheena, that's before my time even, yeah, in LA.
Imagine the eyeliner and the eyeshadow.
Imagine the bangs.
Oh yeah, she had bangs, right?
I think so, because by the time Vanderpump Rules was starting, her haircut was like, when you grow out like really blunt bangs, they were like here. So 06 Sheena might have been like full-fledged like bangs and like a hard eyeliner, fucking just like sucking and fucking her way through Hollywood.
Was she already here?
Or she came down from Azusa on a little night out.
Fuck that guy right over there. Good. Well, that's...
good for her.
Also, what a divergence in the wood that was.
I know.
Two roads.
And then, but Katie can't get over it. She's like, I'll fucking kill myself. And they were like, no, Katie, don't.
About Tom?
Yeah. Everyone's like, no. And then...
I can't talk about him. He's a liar.
Jump off this roof.
He's a liar and a fraud. I'll jump right off this fucking balcony.
She sounds like Michael Jackson.
She does. I'll do it. I'll do it right now. Lies. I fell through a skylight once. Don't think I won't do it again. Sandoval and Lisa meet at Tom Tom, and the pump sign hangs over Tom Tom, and Lisa walks in, and there was a guy behind her, and at first I went, is that me?
Yeah.
This guy looked just like me.
Imagine.
And Lisa walks in, and she goes, oh, just a little bit of can't let go just yet. And then Sandoval walks in, he sees the pump sign, he goes, whoa, what? And he walks in, he goes,
guess that's happening.
He goes, wish I'd been consulted about that. And then Lisa goes, in her confessional, she goes, I don't think a 2% share needs to be consulted about any sort of change. And I went, ooh, damn.
Drag him.
And she goes, well, you look better than you did last time when you were telling me you wanted to kill yourself.
He's like, yeah. She's like, Chef so-and-so over at Pump, I'm bringing them over to Tom Tom. I was like, no!
No, keep it. It's,
why the fuck would you do something like that? Does she actually think this food is good?
Maybe. You know, the Brits are not really known for the food.
The palate?
Yeah.
But like, That is perplexing.
It's very strange. Lisa, Tom brings lavender ice cream.
From Salt and Straw?
Lisa goes, I'm not going to eat that. And then she goes, all right, give me some.
Give me a little bag.
Give me a little sliver.
Oh, it's purple.
She goes, feed it to me. And she goes, have you spoken to Rachel at all? And he goes, nah, man, haven't spoken to her in months. And she goes, well, I need to tell you that I've spoken to Rachel at length. Tom goes, whoa.
Lisa says that Rachel told her that Tom told Rachel that life is lying.
Lying is a way of life.
I believe that.
I believe that too. She said it on the pod too.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, I never said that. I'm like,
no, I never said that.
So you're lying.
Rachel. Lisa goes, if she talked to me, she'll probably talk to you. He goes, she blocked me, man.
She goes, she blocked you, Tom? And he goes, yeah, dude. And she goes, well, then it's over.
Love Lisa being the bearer of bad news.
She goes, I think you need to move on from it. And then her confessional, she says she talked to Rachel, and Rachel in the call apparently told Lisa, I don't love Tom anymore. So Lisa's like,
Lisa's got the fucking tea on everything. I love Lisa being the bearer of like horrible news.
She's blocked like, you?
Your test results came back. It's stage 5 uterine cancer. Well, it's over.
She goes, dear, I would say things are over for you.
She goes, well, start digging your grave. You'll need it. Say goodbye to your loved ones because it's over.
You might want
to
get your affairs and knickknacks in order.
She says, have you talked to your doctors? You go, no. She goes, well, I've talked to your doctors at length.
I think you need to call them. She goes, Lisa. Lisa goes, she blocked you? Well, then it's over.
Then it's over.
I'm like, you've never sounded so old.
Damn.
Lisa then...
She shows up to Lala's office and she literally is the meme of Hillary Clinton.
Yeah. Lala basically...
She goes, this is where you work.
She goes, oh my God.
This is a... And Lala's like, yeah, I'm gonna... And she goes, this is your office? And Lala's like, yeah, I have this, a conference room, and like, blah, blah, blah. And I've been in those. Like, yeah. Many greats have been through those halls, but... Lala reveals she's getting a sperm donor.
And Lisa is
Lisa's
weirdly
thrown
like
thrown by that.
She's like against it. She goes,
no, Lala.
She goes, you, why do you want a sperm donor? So like, well, how uncouth of a woman to do it on, you know what I mean? Like she's, it's very like old fashioned. And Lala goes, I don't want, she goes, first of all, my daughter Ocean talked for the first time today. And like, it's a miracle for me. And I know that she'd be an amazing sister.
She's just getting older.
And she's like, and I want to have a kid that has no connection to Russell or Randall. Sorry. Russell Brand.
Yeah, I'm proud of her.
I think it's great. Cool. I think it's so cool.
It's very modern and like.
She has her
family here and cares a lot. Like she has the infrastructure and like the desire. I'm like all for that.
And the genes.
Yeah.
It's great. I think it's awesome. And she doesn't want to be tethered to a scrubby man.
I'm freaked out by sperm donors a little bit just because you like don't. I like picking out random sperm from like a notebook of like profiles really weirds me out because I'm just like, you don't know what you're getting.
This could be some funky spunk. Lisa, you want to go sperm? But I think it's cool. I think it's a really good solution for a lot of people.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Yeah.
I'm not against it whatsoever.
I just thought Lisa's reaction was so outsized and odd.
It was really odd. Also, like, I guess what does she expect Lala to do? Adopt? Lala said she would adopt, which I'm like, that's very cool, too.
She had a child with a literal,
demon.
Demon from hell who's, like,
who
abusive.
She's now, like, tied to for the rest of their lives. They share a child together.
She has a lot of trauma, I think, and probably has PTSD from it and, like, doesn't...
And, like, custody battles with someone who's, like... Rand, I mean,
he's
truly is like the one of the worst people I could ever imagine having to like deal with that kind of shit.
So I think I say power to you, Law.
Mm-hmm.
Schwartz and Joe come to Sir like a wrecking ball. Joe is finally like getting her. I'm like, this might be what will save the show.
Spooky Joe revealed at last.
Joe gets her own confessional now. Like she's
friend of.
I think she's.
She's in the fucking mix.
I think her chaos is what we need.
Yeah, I think so too.
Schwartz and they're both wearing hats. Schwartz seems googly-eyed over her.
Their vibe together is one of my least favorite kinds of vibes to behold. It's... of any. I don't know if gay couples do this as much, but this is like a very specific type of straightness.
Yeah.
Where he's like, she's like the I'm so crazy girl, but like she's like a spinoff of the I'm so crazy girl. That's like the kind of girl who does like comedy, who's like, ooh, 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 like sound effect comedy.
She's like a broho a little bit.
Yeah. But like with sound effects.
No, she's like a sound. She's like a, like a clown, and he's like,
and it and then he goes into like sound effect silliness, yeah, and then they like
they do comedy together,
they riff like it's
like they're literally they're doing like yeah,
like it's too much for me, but I crave it.
She's a downright Tasmanian devil.
She's and, Katie may not be right about much, but she was correct when she said she is the energy of a crackhead.
I like, and they cut to the reunion and she goes, oh, Tom, no one fucking likes Joe. Joe's fucking crazy. I was like, that made me lol so hard because
Katie was right about
roasted,
that.
She roasted both their asses. But Tom is like really into it, and he seems like manically happy when he's with her. And they just drink beer together.
The farts?
They get like blackout together, I think, and wet the bed. That's what I think.
And like fuck every once in a while. But like they're weird about the weirdness that they have about like fucking is so bizarre to me.
He calls her Joseph.
Which when someone's like, so like when was the last time that you guys fucked? And she's like, like covering his mouth, like
no. Yeah. Yeah. She goes, zip it. Ding. Throw away the key. And he goes, take it. And then he puts it under a carpet and he goes, woo, woo, woo.
And they're like, what?
They go, he sits down with Allie, who is so dark, profoundly darked out by Joe. Allie's like, basically, like, I won't even dignify these people. Like, she's basically like, mute.
How do you think this?
James is like back and he's like in, he's under the spell again of Sandoval.
And
he goes,
he's back in like the DJ booth. So he's feeling good.
Yeah. And he's like, oh, he's laughing out. And they're both, he goes, oh, you guys are so funny together. I love your vibe. And they're just like wearing their hats. And
James
he goes,
is stoned. Like, you have to be so fucking high to like,
woo.
To get a kick out of two trucker hat straights going, wee, woo, wee, woo.
But I've been there before. So this guy will be like, she is the funniest girl I've ever met. And then you meet her and she's like doing mime work. And
she's
you're
like this,
and you're
like
just
making
like
making those faces. Are like,
yeah. And you're just like, oh.
You're like, kill me now.
It's like the just Gen Z making fun of millennial cringe videos, mm-hmm, where they're like, my Splorlax is over here. No, the gowls of Gahool have, you know, it's like that. They do that.
Are
kind
they,
of
like,
shit.
Mustache.
Yeah.
Finger.
She's I'm also dead. How old is she?
I don't know.
They're weird. They're bizarre. And he goes, Allie, meet Joe. Joseph is a badass hairstylist from Wisconsin.
And Allie goes,
nice to meet you.
Old spooky Joe. Sandoval sits down. He's like, hey, everyone.
First they spot him and Joe goes, oh, she goes, Sandy's here. And then she goes, yay. And I was like, oh, God.
Joe is a clown at a children's birthday party. I expect her to, like, pull out, like, balloons and start making balloon animals.
She goes, oh, oh. She's Pennywise. She goes, whoo, whoo. She goes, Sandoval's here. She goes, oh, let me fish him over. And then she goes, Sandoval, think fast. And then Sandoval goes, and she goes, whoo, whoo. She's Mickey Mouse. Literally,
she is positively born of the Magic Kingdom.
She's truly the big glove, white glove hand. She's Mickey Mouse.
She literally is Steamboat Willie, Mickey Mouse, going.
She goes, oh, Sandoval's over here. I'm so happy he's back, everyone. Yay! And Allie's just like, and Sandoval goes, or Schwartz goes, fucking crazy. This is the kind of girl he needs to be with, who just like is down to drink beer,
and like,
and if he throws a beer on her, she'll like it.
Yeah, they could throw beer on each other. They could use beer as lube.
It's straight hell.
It is straight hell. And this is also the kind of straight hell where, like, two guys are like, she's so fucking hilarious. She's fucking hilarious.
You're like, no.
And you're like, she's
unwell.
Literally a grown-up clown.
She's
a
Mickey
child's
Mouse.
Birthday party clown, but worse.
Not talented.
An untalented clown.
Joseph is a badass hairstylist from Wisconsin.
I love Allie.
And then Sandoval comes over and he goes, what's up, everyone?
He goes, hey, James, try these on. And he hands him a pair of, like, women's sunglasses. And James tries on, like, an oversized female sunglasses. He goes, oh, mate, these look sick. I was like...
And Joe goes, oh, you look like Elton John.
And Allie's like...
Allie's like, wow, it seems like Sandoval's trying to win James back with gifts. And I go, that's what he does.
Yeah. And he goes, I literally was like, he's going to be like, you can have them. Like, I knew exactly how he was going to, like, the build up to him being like, you can have them. I knew in my head, I was like, he was just going to say it exactly like that. And then sure enough, he did. And then.
And Joe goes, I can't see. What? She goes, you know, it's kind of weird when the sun comes out and you go, oh, there's the sun. I can't see it. And then you put on sunglasses and they go, what?
And Schwartz is like,
she goes, and then all of a sudden you're like, now I can't even see anything. So I have to put them back up. But then the sun's there. So I have to put them back again. And then nothing's there. And then Allie's just like this.
Then the worst thing I've ever seen happens.
What?
Where a waiter comes and sets down three plates of crudo for them. And I'm not them ordering crudo appetizer. I was like, you did not do that. That was a true what in tarnation, nation.
Wait, and then it cuts to the next day. And
they ordered raw sushi grade fish
at sir. They're nasty people. Their stomachs are so desensitized.
They have parasites now.
They have so many. Well, they all have parasites, but
they are literally going to be sleeping at night in their bed and feel an itch in their butthole and a worm will come out.
But then it cuts to the next day and Tom and Joe are at that Firestone place, I think, slinging beers.
Yeah.
And he goes, oh, you were a goat cheese ball thief last night. And Joe goes, no.
She goes, what?
She goes, they were there and then they weren't there. What?
Whoop. She goes, boo, boo, boo. Boo, boo.
Put it in my mouth.
This is when I fully identified them as, like, clown humor, noise humor.
And Tom's like, are we going to ever just be together one day?
And she's like, okay, so...
She thinks he likes her, and he's like, no, definitely nothing there.
Yeah, this is where I'm, like, weirded out, because they talk about how they slept together maybe, like, a month ago was the final time, which I think maybe it is more, like, a couple weeks ago, or maybe even last night.
Yeah.
And... Like, or if they don't sleep together, it's because he has whiskey dick and, like, they just cuddle. But
they do clown stuff.
They just, like, do noises balloons. Until Joe comes. I truly think that she could just climax off of, like, clown laughter. So she says that it seems like she was into it, but Schwartz shut it down, saying that he needs 2 to 3 years to process the divorce.
Uh huh.
And Joe goes, okay, so 43. And he goes, 43, more like 47.
I go, wait, how old is Schwartz?
He's like 40 or 41.
Okay.
And then he's like, we don't know what's going to happen with AI yet. And I was like, he actually probably is waiting for just like an AI bot girlfriend.
Joe made me kind of feel empathy for Joe. But then Joe seemingly moved in pretty immediately after. So, like, were they having, like, an emotional affair?
I don't know. It's so bizarre.
How did she... She knew Kristen?
She, I think, was friends with Dodie.
So she was sort of, like...
She was hanging on the fringes and then fringed her way into his, like, sad bachelor apartment. And then, I don't know. I need them to just be open and honest about the nature of their relationship.
I want to hear Joe's take, because she was definitely, like, double dating with Rachel and Sandy.
Yeah.
They were seen at shows together, like,
so Joe
traveling.
Probably knew about the affair.
Oh, yeah.
Too.
There were pictures of Rachel and Joe, like, together at, like, a show in another state, like, in the balcony. Like, going, like, Gwen, like,
we're the wives.
The plot fucking thickens.
So I want to hear Joe's tea.
Yeah.
If she can enunciate.
So the girls...
Allie hosts an astrology night, and the boys have a Rat Pack night at...
At a grill.
At a grill. But the girl, Allie, has all the galleys over because she at once wanted to be a country singer.
And then it shows a clip of her, and she's actually really good.
She was cute.
And then she said, I gave up on those dreams and became an astrologist.
Fair. Respect.
Meanwhile, at boys' night, the Rat Pack assembles.
Brock, Schwartz,
oof,
Sandy.
Fuck me, Brock.
Brock is so hot.
He's hot.
I don't trust him. I know he's probably really...
I don't, but I want to. I do, actually.
You
until
do?
He proves otherwise, I trust him.
I'm on the fence, but he is really hot. And Sandoval and James... Sandoval's wearing a white tux. White dinner jacket. I was like... And Kennedy just wants a big brother.
He needs guidance from an elder.
He, like, missed Tom a lot, I think.
Yeah, and, like, looked up to him. And now he kind of is like, where do I go from here?
Tom's really, he's very charming.
Allie does not spend enough time on these women's charts for my liking.
She tries.
I wanted to know, like, I would do a spinoff episode that's just like the entire chart reading of each of these women.
Also, the waitress at Boys Night, I was like, whoops?
Whoops, is she? I believe that she doesn't know about Scandoval. I don't even know what rock she came under. She's like part turtle.
Allie goes, Lala, you literally have so much fucking Pluto in your house. It's crazy.
That's kind of a bad thing, I think. That's like death, destruction, loss, maybe.
Lala goes, you think? And then Katie.
She goes, Katie, you have a lot of lives. And Katie goes, this isn't my first lifetime.
Well, Katie, suddenly she gets kind of like, I think she's a little tipsy. And she goes, yeah, she goes, yeah, I'm on one of my last fucking lives. Like, she's like an old hat.
I was like, yeah, I'd say you've got 9 lives.
She goes, Skylight. In my past lives, I've been male.
She goes, that's why it's hard for me to step into my feminine energy. And I was like, all right.
She goes, and so what, in her confessional, she goes, so why it seems like I have big dick energy is because in a past life, I had a big dick.
Okay.
I see it.
Yeah.
She goes, I'm on my last fucking life. God, in every life she's been with Schwartz.
I know. They're, like, connected.
I want this drama. Like, I want drama between her and Joe and Schwartz.
Same. I need a fight. I need to, like, see glasses thrown and, like, threats being made.
Allie goes to Ariana. Ariana, I know things seem really bad right now. And Ariana goes, yeah. I was like, bad?
Bad?
She's making so much fucking money.
You just peddled. You got a book deal. You're glad. Just kitty litter. Battery deal. You're getting 6 figures.
Ariana goes, I know everyone thinks that I have millions of dollars now, but I don't. She goes, when Scandoval hit, I was in deep money problems. And like a week before, I had to call my agent and manager. And I was like, guys, what are we doing? And I was like, been there. And
she said she was on her last 2K on March 1st. That's so grim.
Yeah.
Fully been there.
I get it. I really respect her. Like, hustling the fuck out of this.
I do, too, because you got to grab, like, once you've
grab that
grab
bag
with like,
the money, where it's right there.
Once you've experienced, like, the being on your last, like, 1500 and being like, I literally have no income on the horizon. Few things are worse than that realization. And you better pray. Like, if only in my darkest days a Scandoval had hit and I just had hit the fucking jackpot. But it doesn't really pan out like that for many people.
You better...
She's experienced like a true one in a million people experience. Maybe even more. One in like 600 million people experience what she experienced.
Yeah,
that
it's very, very rare.
She sank all her money into that damn sandwich shop.
And then she goes, Lala and Katie start exchanging words.
Lala says something. Also, it's like very much an LA thing too of like these people are making like 6 figures a year to do this reality show, but like that doesn't take you that far in Los Angeles. Like it's easy to spend that money with like a mortgage and like the upkeep
of the house.
You
better pray that you get a brand sponsorship with Lay's in order. That's the only way you can afford to be in LA. As if you have a brand sponsor.
As if Lay's comes correct and is like, we love you, girl.
Like, that's the...
If you, literally like, Kitty Litter is like, want to be our spokesperson, that's, you're like,
you better
hell
take
yeah.
it and run, because the only way you can live in this goddamn town is if you have, like, multiple people banging on your door to, like, be sponsors.
I know. James goes, this is a gentleman's dinner. And then they talk about, like, Raquel. I kind of fugued during this part. I was like, you guys are boring me. Where's Joe?
I know. Joe.
Woo! She comes, she's dressed as a mime. She pulls up like a fake seat and sits down and is like, bleh!
She pulls up in like a jalopy outside.
It's a clown car, drops her off. Katie is
Betty Hill. Katie is a little toasted, and she goes,
Lala says something or the other, and then Katie truly is the only thing she cares about is her sandwich future. She turns immediately to Ariana and like makes fun of Lala, and I was like, you're shitty for that. And Lala's like, don't do that. I'm also like, Katie, you fight like a middle schooler.
That's, she's always done that.
She truly has like the emotional IQ of like a seventh grade girl.
When someone, if you're having like a disagreement with someone and they turn to someone else who you're also friends with and go like,
or they
oh
go
my
like,
God. I would nothing. I, that is like,
no.
Lala actually handled that pretty gracefully, because I would lose my shit.
Yeah.
I'd be like, fuck you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm right.
That's
here.
That's so childish and like bizarre and antisocial. And like, if I was Ariana and my literal business partner who had like vested interest in a business venture did that to me, I'd be like, why am I in business with this person?
You'd say it's curtains for you.
Yeah. I'd be like, no more sandwiches. I'm packing up the Lays and hitting the road.
But yeah, it's just like, Katie fights dirty.
Sandwiches are all she has, and she's working hard to protect that sandwich relationship.
It's very Christina Kelly to do that.
The mayo depends on it.
Do you know what I mean? To be like she did that a lot with Raquel.
Mm-hmm. And Lala's like, don't fucking do little... And she's like, don't put your fingers in my face.
She goes, don't you raise your voice at me, bitch. She calls her bitch.
I know. I was like, you've bitch. Escalated this. What the
Whoa.
Fuck?
But I was like, I love it.
I know. I was like, you're fucking trash, but keep going.
I know. It's funny. Like, I want them to do this, but when they do it now, I'm like, oh, you guys are, you're classier than this.
I want them to be better, but I crave them to be as horrible as humanly possible. It's truly the Vanderpump Rules hero's dilemma is like, as a viewer, I need them to be better than they are, but ultimately I need them to humiliate themselves.
Don't you raise your voice at me, bitch.
She's literally like counting pickles before she goes to sleep at night. She's like, if I can just keep this relationship up and we'll open something about her, my future will be locked in. She literally is like, sandwiches are all she has.
She goes, I sleep every night. I sleep every night. I sleep with a
night. Every she night, sleeps in the back of the...
She every night she sleeps...
She with, sleeps in a walk-in oven.
She goes, every night I sleep with one sheet of salami under my pillow. And I, in hopes that the next day the sandwich fairy came. Why, she said, now Whitney Rose. Which makes sense because they're both from Utah. Yeah. She goes, every night I pray to God and I... Every night... She I goes, sleep with prosciutto under my pillow.
Every night I make my bed like I would make a sandwich. Fluffy on the bottom, thin layers in the middle. Me, the meat, thin layers on top, like lettuce, and a fluffy duvet, like bun. And I put a tiny piece of prosciutto under my pillow. And then I count pickles before I go into slumber. And she goes, in my dreams, I slice tomatoes. She goes, I smell the loaves baking. She's so close. She's so close to sandwich life. She can taste it.
She goes,
I wake up to the smell of bread cooking. But it's just a dream. A little more loyalty to Ariana to get the sandwich store off the ground.
She goes,
Chef Penny. She goes, in my dream, Chef Penny calls me and tells me we're sold out. We're sold out of ham sandwiches. And I say, we've done it.
She goes, bitch. She goes, bitch, do not come between me and my sandwiches, bitch. You know nothing. You know nothing of what it is to be a sandwicher.
She's fighting tooth and nail for her sandwich future. That's a true. It's game of sandwiches with her.
Game of salami.
It is game of cold cuts with Maloney. Because she, every day she wakes up and she's like, what do
Katie
I have to
Bologna.
Do? Katie Bologna, indeed. She's, what do I have to do today? She looks in the mirror and she thinks about everything she has to do to lock in her sandwich dreams. And she fucking acts all her choices. It's kind of admirable. Every choice she makes are in line with a future of sandwiches.
Her vanity plate says sandwich.
Sandwich queen.
Don't come between me and my... Do not come between me, Machibata bitch. It's mayo or nothing, bitch.
It's mayo and mustard, bitch.
It's mayo and mustard, bitch. Who decide who you are, mayo or mustard? You don't want to be mayo. And Lala goes, what?
She goes, she goes, ciabatta. She goes, what? She goes, focaccia. Katie, like, literally, I felt like if she feels like the tides are turning, I see her like being like, I have to go to the bathroom real quick. And then goes to the bathroom and just like stares in the mirror with like a single tear streaming down her face. And she like hypes her. She's like, you're going to lose it all. You're going to lose everything. You haven't come this far.
You better come this far
to lose the loaves. She goes, nothing will take the loaves from you. She goes, get back out there. Be strong and get those loaves, Maloney. And she goes,
loaves?
She goes, I'll do whatever it takes. And then she freshens up and comes back out and gets ready to fight on Ariana's behalf.
Yeah.
Because it's truly the only way her mustard future will be secure.
Ciabatta.
For gosh, whole wheat.
She goes, do not. She goes, if you're going to, if you're going to act like that, you might as well take the crust off the sandwich, bitch. And Lala goes, what?
She only speaks in sandwich euphemism.
Yeah, she goes, well, that's what they call a half sandwich.
Sounds like you're a little peanut butter and jelly, bitch. Lala's like, excuse you?
She goes, that's what I call a ham sandwich, bitch. Ham and cheese, nothing else. She goes, okay, potato bread, bitch.
Man.
We needed Maloney. Like,
she trade me activated a little.
Trade me is activated, but trade me has just become securing the sandwich future.
I must secure the sandwich shop.
It is only sandwiches from here on out. All I have are the loaves. All I have is the meat, tomatoes, lettuce.
Tomatoes,
all I can see.
Tomatoes,
when I drive by a Subway, I want to scream. It could be mine. A sandwich empire of one shop. There's something about her. I will activate and I will get those sandwiches no matter the cost. My allegiance is to one. And that is my sandwich queen.
She goes, I will begin to bathe in honey mustard, honey Dijon, yellow mustard,
chicken salad, tuna
Thousand
salad,
Island,
egg salad, gotcha, maybe a deviled egg,
risotto.
It'll
be a deli. A
side of mac and
cheese.
It'll
be a deli by the time I'm done with it.
It's this one sandwich shop or nothing.
She goes, as long as I live, till the day I die, I will bring this sandwich shop into the world.
I was put on this earth for one thing and one thing only. To make sandwiches.
I will put on this earth to do one thing and one thing only. To open a fucking sandwich shop and have Chef Penny guide me into the light. Chef Penny, may you...
To work as a sous chef.
Bestow your wisdom on me, Chef Penny.
Chef Penny. Yes, chef.
Yes, chef. Yes, chef. She goes, if I have to... She goes, I will defend Ariana to the death. I will kill for her if it means partnering in the sandwich shop.
If it allows me one chance to slide a butter knife... With mayo across a piece of crusty focaccia, I will do whatever it takes.
I will spill blood. Blood will run the streets.
It's all for the sandwiches.
And it just ends with Allie going, well, this was successful.
Allie goes, that's the thing about astrology is everyone's different. And that's what it shows us. So you might think one thing and then someone thinks something else and we're different. And isn't that amazing? And they're like, Katie's like, fuck you. Give me an onion roll now.
Fuck you. Where's your potato bread?
She goes, I have some yeast to secure. A sourdough starter.
Fuck yourself.
I hope it works out for Maloney.
Me too.
Just put it all on red, aka sandwiches.
Let's trade us some cult members.
Yeah.
Trade me. Bitch.
Makeup fuck, fresh.
Fucking bitch. Makeup fresh.
Denise Jeanette Bruce. Rachel in Dublin.
Gina Sapienza.
That's an Italian sub. I know that name.
Sarah Elizabeth, Sarah Beth's a brunch spot where they sell tea sandwiches.
Lucy from fucking London.
Claridge's.
Brooke Johansson.
Scarlett Johansson.
Rachel Knight.
Rachel McAdams.
Brittany Ryan Weiss.
Brittany Spears.
This is all the people that Katie thinks are going to come into the doors of her sandwich emporium.
Yeah.
Danielle McMillan. Bridget Wachowski.
Bridget Wachowski.
Wachowski.
The Wachowski sisters.
Lady Swamp, which gives no fucks. Jessica Hernandez.
Jessica Biel.
Lazara. Molotov.
Molly Ringwald.
Mary.
Mary.
Mary, Mary, quite contrary.
Mary Mike Earhart. Next. Mike Earhart.
Sharon Baum, realtor.
Fucking Sharon, the queen of the world.
Timothy Scheel.
Timothy Chalamet.
Sonya Morgan on mushrooms. Sonya
Morgan on mushrooms.
Matthew Thomas.
Matthew.
McConaughey.
McConaughey.
Owsley Robinson.
Owls of Gahool.
Mariah Carey.
Mariah Carey.
Kathy West.
Diane Wiest.
Rochelle Martino.
Rochelle Martino.
Kit Moore.
Kit Moore.
Hillary.
Hillary Clinton.
Orlando.
Orlando.
Patron of the farts.
Patron of the fucking farts.
Nick Sedaris.
Sedaris.
Emily.
Emily.
Kim Lucas.
Kim Lucas. Jeffrey Pratima. Pratima. Pratima.
All are welcome in my sandwich. All are emporium. Welcome.
Come on, come all. Split the sandwich. One or two.
Guys, thank you so much for putting up with us. And
we'll see you in Berkeley this weekend. We're so excited.
Saturday night. Big Saturday night. Send us luck for Shea Panisse Gate.
Bye.
Bye.
Sexy Unique Podcast is created and hosted by me, Lara Marie Shane Halls. This episode was co-hosted by the one and only Carrie O'Donnell. This episode was edited by Ness Smith-Savadoff. If you like what you heard today, please be sure to subscribe to Sexy Unique Podcast on Apple, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcasts. And if you're craving more sup and just can't get enough and want access to things like bonus episodes, tons of premium content, as well as ad-free episodes of the pod, consider supporting the podcast on Patreon. You can find out more at patreon.com/sexyuniquepodcast. I know I'm feeling, 'cause
I know. The weather's getting warmer, so it's time to say goodbye to my jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees. I wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul summertime without spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince. Now I've got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic and comfy year after year.
Quince has it all, like premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more.
The best part? All Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us.
And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that.
As you know, I've been on my fitness journey in 2024, so I'm getting into athleisure wear a lot. I have Quince long sleeve shirts, shorts, t-shirts. I wear it to the gym. I wear it out. I wear it to Whole Foods. I wear it to 7-Eleven to buy my Diet Cokes. I'm wearing it all over town.
And people are noticing.
People are fucking noticing.
Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/sexyunique for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/sexyunique to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
Quince.com/sexyunique.